BBC News with Sue Montgomery. India has recorded nearly 100,000 new cases of the coronavirus in 2 days, taking the total number of people infected to more than 1.3 million. Among those testing positive was the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh. Charushahani reports.
Shivraj Singh Chauhan is the first Indian Chief Minister known to have COVID-19. In a series of tweets, he urged people not to be careless, to get tested as soon as they got symptoms, and not to resist going to hospital if told to by a doctor. Mr. Chauhan said he had made every effort to avoid the virus, but people came to meet him on many matters. India has the third highest number of coronavirus cases in the world and ranks sixth in deaths. Experts warn that because of the poor health infrastructure and crowded cities, the worst is yet to come.
Several other Asian countries and territories that have avoided the levels of coronavirus transmission seen in Europe and America are on high alert as cases increase. Will Leonardo has the details.
Coronavirus case numbers are still low in East Asia compared with other parts of the world, and governments have been praised for their early and decisive action. But concerns are now growing about a second wave. Hong Kong has just recorded its highest number of cases, and the virus has been surging this week in Japan, where a state of emergency was lifted 2 months ago. Vietnam has reported its first local case for 100 days. An early lockdown had contained the virus and no one has died from it there, but the country is now again on alert. South Korea, with its effective test and trace system, has reported its highest number of new infections since March, swelled by imported cases.
Demonstrations have been taking place in Russia for the third weekend in a row in support of the sacked governor of Khabarovsk in the Far East region. Tens of thousands of people took part in the city itself. Some who were chanting their support for the ex-governor Sergei Furgal are now calling on President Putin to resign. These protesters explained their grievances.
The centre is sucking resources from the Far East. There's nothing in response. The region was so rich, the people were so good and the production was so good. All enterprises which are large, they were bought by Muscovites.
We need to defend our point of view, our choice, which we made for Sergei Furgal. Now they're just wiping their feet on us. They took away our choice and they're trying to impose their game on us, but we simply don't agree with it.
Police in Moscow say they've arrested another 9 people in relation to a series of clashes around the city between Azeris and Armenians. It brings the total number in custody to 34. On Friday, businesses in both communities were attacked, including cafes and a car wash. World News from the BBC.